Hey, it's Nikki, and today's episode is a special series called In the Loop, Communicating for Maximum Leadership Impact with my friends from Borshoff. I am a huge fan of the work Borshoff does to advance internal communication and so happy that they have joined Gut Plus Science for a special series. Get ready for internal communication inspiration. There's so many nuggets of wisdom here.
Welcome to In the Loop, Communicating for Maximum Leadership Impact. I'm Catherine Koble, partner at Borshoff, an integrated marketing communications agency. This monthly series explores the essential role of clear and impactful communication in creating workplaces that thrive. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Hello, it's Catherine Koble on the inaugural episode of In the Loop, Communicating for Maximum Leadership Impact. Today, I'm going to share some stories and some insights that I think might rock your world. Now, leaders, do you ever feel a disconnect with your team? Maybe your employees aren't quite grasping the vision that you have for your organization. Well, if you have, this series is for you. And let's not forget improving customer service, increasing your team's productivity, growing your sales. I know, that's a pretty tall order for a podcast, but hear me out. I truly believe that the single biggest factor between success and failure for most leaders is communication. And I also believe that we can all get better at communicating. So let's get started, shall we? Now, today I'm going to share some insights with you on the power that you as a leader have when you communicate well. Now, I'm not talking about being a better public speaker or being a better writer. Those things help, but what I'm really talking about is your ability to connect. When you can truly connect with people in your organization, you have influence. And when you have influence, you can do just about anything. So before we get into the specifics of how your leadership communication style can make or break you, let's talk a little bit about why communication is so important and why connection is so important. You know, I've been working in corporate and agency communication roles for, let's just say, more than a few decades now, and I've worked with a lot of leaders. The good ones recognize that they have a duty to their employees to communicate well and to communicate often. They realize that being a leader wasn't about them, it was about the team. And when the team was in the loop and connected to the top and to each other, everything just seems to work better. So think about a time when things just really weren't working. Maybe you couldn't quite put your finger on it, but people seemed disconnected. Maybe there was some confusion, apathy, questions about where the organization was going or what success looks like. I've experienced these in my own leadership journey, and here's the reality. There's a chronic issue many organizations today are facing. You are not alone. And that issue is really workforce engagement. It's pretty low. I mean, really low. And it's an issue that a lot of companies in a lot of different industries are facing. In fact, in 2023, only about a third of U.S. employees were engaged in the workplace. One third. Yikes. It's pretty scary to think about. But what does that statistic really mean? Well, when we hear the word engagement, we often equate that with job satisfaction or happiness. But that's not really what we're talking about here. Engagement really is just the emotional commitment that employees have to the organization and its goals. It basically just means that they actually care about their company. They don't just work for a paycheck. They don't just do the bare minimum. They want to win, and they want their organization to win. So if only about a third of your workforce is engaged and engagement means caring, then guess what? The other two thirds, the ones that aren't engaged, don't really care. Yeek. In fact, they're actually costing you some success, some progress in your business, and possibly a whole lot of money. Now, the Gallup organization is one of my favorites. They do deep, comprehensive research on the state of the workplace in the U.S. and across the globe. And a recent Gallup research study found that disengagement in the workplace costs organizations almost $2 trillion in lost productivity. $2 trillion! Can you even get your head around that number? U.S. GDP is about $23 trillion. So let's do some quick math there. It's almost 9%. If you were leaking 9% of your revenues because of wasted raw materials for your products, you wouldn't rest until you found out why and how and you fixed the problem. So what about your employees and their productivity? Are you ready to do something to ensure that you're not leaking productivity? Now, let me take a pause here to say that while productivity is clearly important, there's so much more to this engagement issue. It's, you know, it's a business issue, yes, but it's also a human issue. Think about it. As a leader, do you really want to lead a company where the people employed are not interested in success and they don't feel connected to your organization's purpose? I know I don't. Low engagement also just leads to burnout. It leads to lower levels of trust, higher levels of stress, and that just doesn't sound like a recipe for success for any business. So back to my original statement. I believe that the single biggest factor between success and failure for most leaders is communication. But how can better communication from the leader help? Well, the best communicators connect with their audiences. If you're giving a speech or you're talking to your friend, connection is really just the catalyst for influence. The whole point of communication is to influence others. Now, don't let those words turn you off. Influence is a powerful thing, and yes, it can be used for good or for evil, but we're going to focus on how it can be used for good. If you want to have influence, you have to connect with people. And connecting takes work. It takes intention, and it takes some skill. And a lot of people think that you're just a natural born communicator. You can either do it or you can't. But really, it's a learned skill. You can refine it. And the more that you do it, the better you'll get. Now, let me give you just three simple ways you can start to improve your communication skills. We'll go into more detail on many of these ideas as the series progresses, but here are some headlines for you. First, you can be a better communicator by not communicating. Wait, what? What exactly does that mean? Well, it means that you got to start with listening. Your team wants to know that you care, and the best way that you can show that you care is to listen. And I mean really listen. There's this quote by this author named David Augsburger, and he said, "Being heard is so close to being loved that for the average person, they're almost indistinguishable." So true. Think for just a minute about the children in your life. My 3-year-old grandson will earnestly tell me stories, and I can just tell he's craving the attention that I'll give him when he speaks to me. He wants so badly for me to hear and to react to his story. And when I give him that attention and really listen to what he's sharing, I can see that it makes him feel very important. You know, as adults, we really never outgrow that need to be heard. So my question for you leaders is, are you listening? Really listening? Second, when you do speak, be consistent. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't change your mind or that you can't update your point of view. Just work to be consistent so that you don't cause any confusion when you communicate. And when I think about consistency, I also think about being repetitive. I think they really go hand in hand. I've worked with a lot of leaders who question me when I recommend that they revisit a subject multiple times or use multiple channels to say the same thing. They say things like, "Well, I've already said that," or "We talked about that last month." And yes, you did. It may feel awkward to you to repeat yourself, but Marketing 101 tells us that we have to repeat a message. Sometimes we have to do it between 7 and 20 times before people really remember it and believe it. So it's really no different for us as leaders in our organizations. We have to repeat ourselves and we have to do it often. So we've said that great leaders first listen, that they're consistent, and they're repetitive. If I could only give you one other tip for communicating well, it would be to check for understanding. You know, if you ask for feedback, if you check to ensure that your team understands what you're sharing with them, you're going to be much more likely to get the action that you desire. The best communication really is always two-way. So think about how you can build feedback and dialogue into everything that you communicate as a leader. Just try to invite it wherever you can. And when you do this, I think you're going to see that you get a much better sense for whether or not people actually understand what you're communicating. You'll start to pick up on some clues that maybe you missed before. And keep in mind that understanding isn't just whether or not they can identify the actions that you've asked them to take or whether they can really decipher all the information that you're sharing. It's also about understanding your intent as the leader. Does your team embrace the same vision? Do they interpret the same sense of urgency that you have? Do they prioritize the same things that you're prioritizing? Those are all part of truly understanding the communication loop. There's a lot more that we could say about this subject, but that's really all the time that we have for today. If you'd like to learn more, though, I've linked a couple of blogs that I think you'll find interesting in the show notes. And I really invite you to connect with me on LinkedIn. Here's a closing thought for you. According to some recent Gallup research, only 3 in 10 managers strongly agree that their leaders keep them informed about what's going on in the organization. Only 3 in 10. Now, we can't expect managers to reinforce our vision and our priorities if we aren't equipping and inspiring them with what they need to do it. So, next time on In the Loop, we'll talk a little bit more about how we can better equip frontline managers to build some consistency and some inspiration into their communications with team members. Until then, keep your teams in the loop and watch your impact grow.
We just left the world a little bit better. Now, go do something with it.